today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Too little music, too much time. Wait, strike that, reverse it. Now hold your breath, make a wish, count to three.
Hey Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow listeners, this is Niklas calling in from Sweden about April new music. I might be a little late to the party as usual, and I might be a little late submitting my pick for April, because I have a suspicion that maybe Stephen Routledge beat me to it, but let's see. In case he has picked something else, I'll be the one to pick the, so far, the album title of the year. The album title is Cat Out of Hell by Fantastic Cat. I picked the last album a few years ago, and this new one does not disappoint. It's a fantastic... It's a fantastic album. It's fun. It's excellent songwriting. The vocals are fantastic. The production is just superb. So what's not to like? And a track to play from the album? It's hard to pick one. But I'll pick either The Waiting Room or How's That Working Out. So you could play one of those, I'd be very happy. That's all I have for April new music. And before I go, I just want to send my regards to Mr. Grace up there in Scotland. Congratulations on the promotion for MK Dons. And let's see, there's one other team that was promoted. Ipswich Town, back in the Premiership. Ah, feels good. And all you Norwich fans, well, you just keep doing what you do, and one day you may also be there in the promised land. Yeah. All right, that's all the banter for now. I hope everyone is doing well, and take care, everyone. Cheers. Bye bye.
I'm gonna tell you.
To paraphrase the great chocolatier Willy Wonka, too little music, too much time. Wait, strike that, reverse it. Now hold your breath, make a wish, count to three, as I take you into the world of Jason Goebel's April New Music Picks. Oh, that was over the top. I apologize for that. But let's get on with the picks. First, I gotta go with a band that is quickly becoming one of my favorites. They're out of Chicago. They just released their second album. It's the band Freako, who just released Something Worth Waiting For. Freako releases some of my favorite type of music, big anthemic rock songs, and they do it really well. On the Saturday before the album came out, they actually played a free show at Rockefeller Plaza. It was part of Rough Trade's Record Store Day concert. And I thought they were outstanding. Got me excited to listen to the actual studio album when it got released that Friday. And yeah, love this album. Again, right in my wheelhouse. Big anthemic, catchy songs. The song I'll go with is the song Still Around. That will be my first pick from Freako's Something Worth Waiting For. My second pick, you know, last year my favorite genre of music was definitely countryish rock. There were a lot of great bands, and at this point I think I had already picked like three or four of them, bands like Fust, Friendship, Flory, and I was kind of reflecting that I really hadn't picked any sort of countryish rock this year. But then, circling back to recent releases, I found the album by the band Sluice out of North Carolina. They released the album Companion. It came out actually at the end of March, but I did not get to it till April. And yeah, this album definitely satisfied my country rock fix. Sluice is primarily musician Justin Edward Morris, who I think is the primary musician slash songwriter for the band. And it's just great country rock. You get, You get lots of laid-back music with some fiddles and some background singing. And just a great album to relax to. The song I'll go with is the song Torpor. Do recommend, if you like your country rock, go listen to Sluice's Companion in its entirety, which is my second pick.
I got tired of spinning a stranger. Ready to taste brains fly.
I do have a third pick. It is a cover, or I guess cover-ish would probably be the better way to put it. Probably my favorite concert that I saw last year was Nine Inch Nails. They just put on both a sonic and visual masterpiece. And one of the highlights of the show was there was this second stage in the center of the arena, and at one point Trent Reznor and I think one other member of the band came down, and they were joined on stage by the opening act, this DJ Boys Noise, and they did about three songs from that center stage, which was just a great electronic and primal music. And thus, I was excited when it was announced at the beginning of April that there would be a collaboration between Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noise, which ended up getting released 2 weeks later. It's called Nine Inch Noise. I've been listening to this on repeat. As I said, it's admittedly it's you know, a rehash of the existing Nine Inch Nails, but I don't know. I think it is sort of a fresh spin on it. The song I'll pick is the song Memorabilia, which I guess is actually a cover Nine Inch Nails did of a Soft Cell song. So I will keep it, I guess, in the cover genre. But if you love Nine Inch Nails like I do, this is definitely worth a listen. It's Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noise, Nine Inch Noise, my third and final pick. That's it. I hope all are doing well, and I'll speak to you all later.
Let's see, there's one other team that was promoted. Yeah, Ipswich Town.